This is Passport to Texas. Monarch butterflies, which are beautiful, are declining. Yet they're not especially good pollinators or a significant food source for other critters. So is being pretty reason enough to save them?
I think it's important not to de-emphasize how important this is. If you're ever out on a Texas river in the fall and you have hundreds or thousands of monarchs coming through, that's a fabulous natural phenomenon.
You make a good point, Ben Hutchins. Ben is Texas Parks and Wildlife's invertebrate biologist. He says the insects have a practical value in Mexico where they overwinter.
Overwintering monarchs are a really important source of economic income because tourists come from around the world to see those monarchs.
Conserving monarchs also benefits other Texas species.
Monarch conservation benefits a whole suite of other species. So, for example, if you're managing a landscape to benefit monarchs, you're also going to be benefiting many other pollinators. They also benefit a host of larger species. For example, if you're managing habitat, keeping it open as a prairie or savanna, that's going to be benefiting upland bird species like quail. So there's really an economic incentive for being conscious of monarchs when we're managing landscapes.
Who knew, right? Tomorrow, a citizen science project to help monarchs. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.